Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
How did Duke go a whole year knowing about Rashid Suleiman? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. A blockbuster story broke at Duke Monday when the Chronicle Campus Daily reported that two women students have accused the Smiths basketball player Rashid Suleiman of raping them in two separate incidents more than a year ago, and that everyone from Duke Athletic Director Kevin White to the entire basketball coaching staff had heard about the allegations and apparently did nothing about them. No formal charges were filed by the two women students, they said, for fear of reprisal from the Duke fan base, which includes their fellow students and Cameron Crazies. So on face value, it's just two she said versus one he said. Innocent until proven guilty, especially when no formal charges were filed, right? Well, wrong. Sexual assault against women in this country is almost a separate entity now when it comes to due process. If there's a potential rapist on the loose in the neighborhood, the police are going to pick that guy up in a heartbeat, whether or not they have any official charges or evidence. The perp might get out quickly, but not before the cops can shake him down and try to find out if what's being said about him is true. Meanwhile, the potential victims are safe. It's not exactly guilty until proven innocent, but it's close when it comes to sexual assault. And I agree with that, which makes the fact that Duke did not thoroughly investigate the allegations while Suleiman remained on the team for almost a full year makes the school look like it did not want to believe these women. Only when two interns inside the basketball office checked out the rumors and talked to the women and then resigned over the inaction taken did the story finally come out. Sounds a little like Joe Pa in Penn State hearing something about Jerry Sandusky, but not following up after passing on the info. The timing and how the matter was handled makes Duke look conspicuous on this. First of all, Mike Krzyzewski had never dismissed anyone from his program before, and Suleiman was known as being unhappy with his playing time and complaining a lot to teammates, assistant coaches, and officials during the game. So suspend the kid for a month or the rest of the season. But why kick him out of the program and let him stay in school? Maybe because Coach K knew this was above his head. It all never added up, and now with the latest revelation, Duke will have a hard time figuring out how to explain away looking away for a full year. This is Archansky. See ya.